Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 31st, 2023. To the extent of development of the desire. Question: are all the variety of objects in the universe, planets, people, and so on, desires? Answer: absolutely everything. Question: so are all the planets and stars the desire to receive? Answer: no. If I feel something, I feel it in my desires. If I have no desire for a huge number of objects, then I do not feel them. They do not exist for me. As the desire for them awakens in me, I will begin to feel their existence. In other words, if I now observe some planets and stars, it means that there is some desire in me. Comment: what if we take a small child who is not yet developed and does not know that there is such a variety of objects? My response: he exists only in our sensations, and in his own only to the extent that desires have developed in him. From CabTV's Introduction to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, May 14, 2023. Spirituality. Question: what is spirituality? Answer: spirituality is floating in the quality of bestowal and love. But in the understanding of an ordinary person, spirituality is films, paintings, and music. On the corporeal level, that is what is being called spirituality. Question: but since the 60s of the last century, people have gone on all sorts of searches for the spiritual. For example, the Beatles went to India for this, someone else went somewhere else, etc. But were they really looking? Or was it just a trend? Answer: what else could they do? Nothing. What could spoiled boys from England find? They were searching, of course. A little bit of drugs, a little bit of something else. Their producers were also like that. They died of an overdose. Question: so they reached the maximum fulfillment of desire within the usual framework. That is, at that time were they fully content in all corporeal desires? Answer: we think so. On the corporeal level, this is not possible. The more you receive, the more empty you feel. So what if I have everything I want? What is next? I stay inside myself, alone. This is what drew them to India and other places. Question: now there are a lot of people who are looking for spirituality. Why can they find the answer specifically in Kabbalah? Answer: they cannot find anything in it either because they have not grown to that level yet. Their questions remain at the level of New Age, mysticism, and meditation. Show me some posture so that I can meditate. I have been to places where there are huge closed communities that do nothing but sit in a circle. Moreover, these are modern American boys and girls who completely deny earthly life and sexual relations. They need only a modest meal, and the rest of the time they sit and meditate in the mountains, in North Carolina. I do not understand this at all, but they see spirituality this way. From CabTV's I Got a Call. What is spirituality? March 13, 2011. Don't pass it by. Question: do people really have to lose everything in order to start listening to Kabbalists? Is it correct to say that when they lose everything, they will have a completely different approach? Answer: the fact is that on the one hand the world should be thoroughly shaken, on the other hand, we have to tell the world about Kabbalah. Without this, they will not discover it. There should be a showcase that people walk past all the time without noticing and then suddenly notice. As correctly shown in Harry Potter, suddenly you enter the platform 9¾ through the wall. You are walking down a normal London street and suddenly you walk into some side door, and suddenly there is the 15th century there. Although it is the 20th century on the calendar. This is how all of humanity passes by the entrance to the other world. Everything is explained to them, but they do not feel it yet. They have no need to turn their heads and look at this showcase that displays Kabbalistic books, explanations about the meaning of life, and our media. They just do not notice them, they glance at them, and move on. It requires inner suffering, an inner search, how can I save myself? Where is the exit from this state, for the world and for me personally? When this question arises seriously, then the search for an answer to it will begin. This will be the case in many countries of the world. In humanity it will become an obsession, what should we do? For what and how? That is when people will certainly look anew in the direction of Kabbalah. Suddenly they will say, ah! How did we not notice this before? It turns out that the internet is full of this information. See the huge amount of material. We do not know what to do, where to go, but they have where to go, all kinds of groups, centers, open university, radio, television, everything is there. That is, on the one hand, we are preparing for this, on the other hand, their inner soul shaking will make them pay attention to Kabbalah. But we should not wait for them to be shaken. You have to love people because they are a part of you. Now you do not feel them yet, but you will begin to feel that this is your integral part. You will suddenly feel them closer than you feel yourself. You will begin to love them more than yourself when you discover what the rest of humanity means to you. It turns out that this is the innermost, most important, and most beloved part of you. All the most hated, most distant people, whom you neglected, could not touch, could not think about, and absolutely did not want to see next to you, suddenly will be revealed to you as the most desirable and dear. It is impossible to convey what changes will occur. You will perceive them as a part of your soul, only the innermost part. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. What is History? April 5, 2011. Inner voice, enemy or friend? Question, let's talk about the inner voice. A child often speaks aloud to himself. Then it ends and this inner voice goes inside. Also, a person speaks in an inner voice all the time. Scientists say that the inner voice helps us make decisions, move toward goals, avoid mistakes, and enjoy happy moments in life. But the inner voice can also become our enemy, reproaching us for mistakes and reminding us of embarrassments. Then it is not easy with this inner voice, and it is not easy to curb it. It eats you up and it gets very loud. Why does it happen at all and is it possible to control it? Answer, this is our multilateral and multi-level nature when we can talk to ourselves, argue, joke about ourselves, and so on. Only humans have it, no one else has it, not even monkeys. Question, so can I internally make fun of myself, look at what I am? Answer, yes. This is a very interesting trait in a person because it is thanks to it that he rises above himself and controls himself. Question, can a person change thanks to an inner voice, thanks to controlling it? Answer, yes, a person can change thanks to his inner voice. He can be in contradiction with himself, scold himself, and blame himself. Not to be flat, but multi-leveled. This is a very good, special property in him. And when you see such people, such a nation, it is especially felt in them how rich they are internally. Comment, and here is what it sounds like, and I even hear it often, what did you do? Why did you do that? What have you done there? My response, it is natural. How can a person develop if he does not have it? Question, is this development? Answer, this is development, without it there is none. This is not self-eating, this is self-criticism that determines the next, higher degree. Question, how can you control the inner voice? Is it even possible to control it? Answer, you need to connect with it and try to assess where it is leading you. It takes me by the hand or by the ear and walks next to me, or follows me, pushing against my back, pushing. That is, I must understand my inner voice, I must try to determine, Where does it work within me at all? Question: where did it come from anyway? Answer: I believe that it is from above. This is my angel, who leads me further to correction, to overcoming all kinds of difficulties that he, himself, places in front of me. He leads me through these difficulties like an older one takes a child by the hand and leads him, showing him how to go through all kinds of obstacles. Question: do you think that when I fall, he still holds my hand even at that moment? Answer: of course. And if not, then specifically so that I fall and learn how to fall and get up. Question: do you still define it as a kind father? Answer: there is no evil in the world at all. Actually, it is always a good angel. Question: then it turns out that there are no mistakes at all, right? Here he told me something, the inner voice: I made a mistake. Answer: there can be no mistakes because I do not make them. Question: you say very high things. If possible, tell me, how do I relate to the inner voice, and how do I live with it? Answer: I need to treat with love that upper force, which incarnates, dresses in me, guides me, guards me, and shows me the right path at every moment of my existence. And the more I try to feel it, the more clearly I will understand that this is the Creator, and thus he guides me, and teaches me. I will get to a point where I will be constantly in touch with him. Question: so, must I give myself up, annul, before him? Answer: yes. Question: and so, follow this inner force, as if going with the flow? Answer: do not resist. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, February 3, 2023. Connecting new souls. Question: what category of souls should join your students? How sensitive are they, and what will they perceive? Answer: these souls are more sensitive to correction, more realistic, and less amenable to all kinds of conventions. They are much more categorical, more specific than us, because they are much more egoistic. I hope they will push us forward as well. Every time new students come, they create a new, good, more advanced atmosphere. On the other hand, I am based on some of my old students who have been with me for many years. They clearly understand everything, learn it, and perceive it correctly. Question: do the old students prevent the new ones from receiving information from you? Do they complicate it? Answer: there is nothing you can do. I have to teach everyone who wants to learn, and in no way can I prefer some to others. This is not my prerogative at all, and not is my control. As Arabash said, my store, that is, the source, should be open to everyone. Anyone who wants to listen to me is welcome. If he does not want to, he is free to leave. From CabTV's I Got a Call. The Role of the Kabbalist, March 6, 2011. Help for a generation. Question: did you love or hate your teacher Rabash, or did you feel both? Answer: I loved and respected him very much. But at the same time, I had periods of frustration sometimes. Well, where is it, what is it, how is it? And so on. However, it was not hatred. These were periods of demand that did not happen often. It would be better if there were more of them because it is necessary to demand. When a child demands from his parents, he grows faster. He forces them and grows by himself. It is bad if he does not want anything. How will he grow up? Parents should provoke children with all kinds of toys, sounds, and with everything they can. This is the only way we move them forward. There is no other way. It is the same with grown-ups and children. Let us hope that from all of our states we will come to a common denominator, precisely to the common one where we all are together, and I, they, and all our circles in the world will gather into one desire, into one fist and tear, as when receiving the Torah at Mount Sinai. I hope it will happen. In principle, This is the most wonderful event that can happen. Then the world will see why it exists and there will be no problems with anything in a person's life. Everything will be arranged regarding the possibility of climbing the spiritual ladder to the next dimension, now, today, and for everyone. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. The Reason for Success, April 1, 2011. Will genetics make us spiritual? Comment: Vladimir, a scientist, is asking, Dear Michael Leitman, I have a question about the problem of genetic modification of people. You say that a person must go through the most difficult spiritual changes in himself all his life. And then genetics comes and says, let us carry out genome corrections, and we will have a person with spiritual qualities right away. And we will immediately correct all mankind in a leap and bring goodness to everyone. Isn't that what Kabbalists dream of? My response: Kabbalists dream that a person will change. But a person will change as a result of working on oneself, not on one's genes. Question: So must one work hard himself? Answer: He must immerse himself in these changes, according to the formula love your neighbor as yourself. And then he will see what changes are taking place in him and what he is building, what new state of himself, the world, society, and the universe in general. Question: So, you do not believe that genetics, by changing the genome, will be able to bring a person closer to the Creator and spirituality? Answer: Number question: Not even close. Answer: We will come closer to realizing this, but we will not fix anything. Correction will be only in the person himself when he allows nature to change him. Question: But for this must he make an effort himself? Answer: Yes. Question: And is there no escape from this? Answer: Number question: Not even artificial intelligence and all our technical devices will be able to help us? Answer: Nothing. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, April 20, 2023. Michael Leitman, on Quora, do you have the killer gene inside of you? Every person has the inclination to kill because we each contain an entire set of desires, from the best to the worst. If we kill others, whether it is in war or in any other states, we actually kill a part of ourselves because we exist in a collective desire, a common system. Everything that exists in nature on all of its levels, still, vegetative, animate and human, is inside of us. As such, if we kill someone or something, we kill its part within us. We thus find ourselves having to justify our use of anything from this world for ourselves, starting from a gulp of air, and extending through to trees we cut down, animals we kill for food, and ending with other people's lives. Such a principle extends to anything we take for our own sake. It all requires some form of correction. Anything we receive for our own benefit, we kill that part of the cosmos and must somehow assume responsibility for it. That is why there are various blessings that people say for many such actions. Some people subconsciously feel a responsibility toward anything they take from nature. There are people who, before drinking something, pour a little out of the cup, or they cut off a piece of bread before they eat and put it aside. These and other such actions play out in the customs of various nations. It indicates their understanding that they take from nature in a way where they will never return what they take. By doing so, we kill the universe, and we then wish to somewhat give back what we take. If we conduct this act of taking from nature as a necessity for our existence, to support our lives, then it is another matter. But we need to understand that we are receivers from nature, and it is why we have this subconscious feeling of assuming some extent of responsibility for what we receive. Also, it does not matter that we are not at fault for being created this way, as we had no choice in the matter. Our lives were created in such a way precisely because we need to understand that we live in a world where if we take something for self-benefit, we then need to pay for it, to give back. We nevertheless need to recognize this responsibility and feel the need to give back according to what we take. On this principle of assuming responsibility for what we take, Rabbi Akiva said that the book is open, and the hand writes, and the person borrows, but later he will have to return it all. Accordingly, we see that the more we evolve, the more we disproportionately take for ourselves, which brings about a negative boomerang effect on a global scale. We get struck back with suffering of all kinds for our excess reception. It is a complex matter because nature is a closed integral system. In order to live optimally in such a system, we have to be very careful with what we take from it, that we use everything for the sake of giving back to the system. How can we then reach balance and harmony with nature? It is by obtaining the feeling of unity with nature, acquiring a new nature that grants us the ability to give as much as we take. We can then regulate how much we take and how much we give. We are undergoing development from unawareness of our reciprocal connection with nature, where we can take from nature without a second thought, and which leads us to all sorts of extreme forms of suffering such as theft and murder, to a state of complete awareness of our reciprocity with nature, where we will feel that we simply cannot take from nature without the need to give back proportionally to our reception. Such a state will sustain us, in a state where we will not take more than our life's essentials, and even more so, it will save us from much suffering, including theft and murder. Based on CAB TV's news with Dr. Michael Leitman with Cablist Dr. Michael Leitman and Semyon Vinoka on March 23, 2023. Written, edited by students of Cablist Dr. Michael Leitman.